So I want you guys to understand, MGTOW does not equal going away from women. It simply equates to going away from a toxic culture.
What?
So why is it that when you go MGTOW, the first thing you learn is about female nature? That's the first thing you learn about when you start pursuing MGTOW. Because MGTOW makes it clear that you cannot leave the toxic society without leaving the woman first. MGTOW is all about that. See, if MGTOW was just about leaving a toxic society, then there would have been tons of MGTOW grifters back in the early 2000s when the whole thing started. There were zero grifters because we all were on the same page. We all understood that in order to go your own way, you have to remove your need for sex. We all understood that. I mean, guys, I hate to toot my own horn like this, but I was there when Stardust was at the table. I was there when Barbarossa was at the table. And not only was Barbarossa black, he was also a victim of a false allegation. A woman tried to falsely charge him with something he never did to her. So from day one at the table of MGTOW was a black guy who had the experience and who knew what it meant to be falsely accused of something you did not do by a woman. Day one of MGTOW. So don't get it twisted. MGTOW is all about getting away from women. I mean, if you were listening to early Barbarossa, he was harping on this shit. No, MGTOW is absolutely about getting away from women. And also, there was a Chinese guy at the table too. It was Winston Wu. People forget about Winston Wu. A little known fact about Winston Wu is that he spent time here in the Pacific Northwest. So the same kind of feminism that, you hear me complain about up here, he was complaining about it back then too. So there you go.
Welcome to the glorious new frontier. I can't wait.